Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 25th of February 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours from a Bagel Tech network that's been ravaged by flu. So a British court has ordered the WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, to get deported to Sweden to face the sex charges he's up against. Assange, 39, showed no emotion when the judge issued his verdict. Afterwards, he said that he thought it was a bit of a travesty and it was all just a kangaroo court and he was going to go anyway. But he's appealed against it and that could take months, so he may not actually leave these shores for quite a while. Nice to know I'm paying for his bed and board, eh? Australia has confirmed that ISPs should not be copyright cops. The Federal Court of Australia has dismissed a case from the movie industry that said that ISPs should take action against file sharers. The judge says, no. They provide a completely different service. You're the ones that are copyright holders. You've got to do all the legwork. Huzzah! Well done, Australia. Thunderbolt came out yesterday, in more ways than one. And they can see the real confusion coming for this because HTC have got a new phone out called the Thunderbolt and that'll be out next week, March 3rd. However, yesterday, Thunderbolt came out on the new MacBook Pros. The worst kept secret in technology was revealed yesterday with brand new MacBook Pros coming out. And new seemed to be a bit of an inverted commas title yesterday because there didn't seem an awful lot of upgrade apart from Thunderbolt at the first look. But there's new graphics chipsets available on them. The white MacBook is now on eBay for twice the price that it was yesterday. And finally, the prices haven't changed very much either, so well done, Apple. If you want to get yourself a 13-inch MacBook, they start at £1,100. The 15-inch MacBook starts at £1,500. And finally, the 17-inch MacBook doesn't start until £2,000. Good God. That's going to shiver down the spine, doesn't it? FaceTime got an upgrade as well. There's HD FaceTiming now. That's going to cost you 59p if you want to get it. You'll get it from the App Store. But 59p for HD, come on. And it's officially now out of beta. Now, Thunderbolt is the brainchild of Intel and Apple, and everyone thought the technology would be exclusively at the hands of Apple, but it seems it's not. Intel's paraphernalia has said that the Thunderbolt stuff is open to license and anyone can use it if they want to pay the license fee for using the connectivity. LaCie and Promise have already issued some third-party peripherals. Well done. Mac OS X Lion was released yesterday to developers. If you want to get a hold of it and you've got a developer account, then all you've got to do is go to the App Store and you can download it. Lots and lots of changes. There's loads of screenshots out there on the internet if you want to go and look, and it does look rather inspiring. However, there's one big change. Mac OS X Server is probably going to disappear and be integrated into Lion. Now, whether that's just a case that they've done that just for the purposes of the developers, I don't think so. It raises a question. What's going to happen to the mini server? HP have confirmed the UK release date for the touchpad. It's going to be June. Someone needs to tell HP that June is not a date, it's a month. A date is a day with a number. It's coming in June. They also haven't said which year, so watch out. The Android marketplace is going to get ebooks. Yes, they've added books to the web store now. If you go there, there's a whole load of titles you can download. Not as many as you might think, but it's going to grow, of course. If you were to have the Motorola Zoom, then it would come with the bookstore already on it, which means that unless you've got Honeycomb, you ain't going to get nothing. Google has introduced Recipe View. Now, before you could get images and you could get maps and you could get news and all that kind of stuff, well, you've now got a recipe tab as well. So if you type in chicken tikka masala and click the recipe view, the theory is you'll only get recipes there, which is absolutely fantastic. Why on earth would you buy a cookbook in future? Barnes & Noble have said it owns 25% of the US e-book market with the Nook. Now, I haven't had a play with the Nook, but it doesn't look very good. It's got the two screens at the bottom, and all the reviews have said it's a piece of crap. So, how the hell they've got to 25%? No one knows. It may be that what they've actually got is 25% of a very specialised market for colour e-readers that are exactly the same proportion as the Nook and have got an N in the title. Either way, Barnes & Noble posted a $60 million profit for the previous quarter yesterday, so it can't be all bad for them, eh? MacDev has provided you with a fantastic way to combine your keyboard and Magic Trackpad. If you take your keyboard and your Magic Trackpad and go along to them, they'll sell you a big thick piece of acrylic. It's going to cost you around $160 or €129 or about £100 to get one of these things. And you don't get the keyboard and the trackpad with it. You've got to provide those yourself. But effectively, what it gives you is your MacBook Pro experience right there on your desktop. Huzzah! And finally, Ubisoft have released a teaser for their new game. The game is called We Dare, and it comes out on the Nintendo Wii platform, but the advertisement for it on YouTube is rather raunchy. I've got to say, though, it got me excited. I felt very teased. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We're going to be back again at 11 o'clock with the photo show with me and Chris Dick. At 1pm, I've got no idea what's going to happen because loads of people seem to have flu today. And then at 10pm, there definitely will be a big show because there's definitely at least four of us. So it won't be all bad, eh? Have a good day. Probably better than the one I'm going to have. And thanks for listening.